What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. That chick angel, she's that chick angel, that chick angel. Thank you. And I am joined. Why you look so irritated?
What's happening, family? I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument.
He's fine, even when he's irritated.
Thank y'all for tuning in
to us.
We greatly appreciate it. I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank.
Come on.
The other host. Hey, we greatly appreciate y'all tuning in and joining us. Those that come every week, those that are new to this, thank you. We got a little treat for the people, for some of y'all.
Yeah, it's our last episode.
Actually, it's a treat for all of y'all, except for...
the 200 and some people that were there.
200 and some people that was actually there. Me and Angel went on tour this past summer. We took this podcast on tour. Mm-hmm. First of all, we're just going to address same thing as last week. That's flood and all that. So this is why this looks like it's anyway.
Y'all be fine.
Our very first show on the tour was in L.A. My first time on stage doing anything like that.
In the Bourbon Room.
In the Bourbon Room in L.A. Y'all gonna get to see that. That's gonna be this episode.
We had said we were never gonna put the tour out, and I was like, you know what? I wanted to do a gift.
Like a gift. He's a directional mic. Remember, they can't hear that. Keep talking.
A gift y'all to didn't you hear all. That? Real quick, but I do want to say, special thank you and a shout out to our Patreon who have held us down all year. Your Angel Wings, your Tanks Riders, but more importantly, you are our immediate family, and we just thank you for all the support. We want to thank all of our sponsors that we've been able to work with this entire year with the podcast. It's truly what has kept this podcast going, and we do have a sponsor.
The sponsors and the Patreon.
Yeah, we do have a sponsor this episode. They are probably my favorite because we use them most consistently, and they are HelloFresh. We're going to tell you more about them later on the episode, but we're going to stop talking.
Absolutely, man. Get to it. And remember, this is the very, very first show. We were still working out the bugs and kinks.
Mm-hmm. Some things might be cut out because we used regular music. But you'll get the gist. Anyways, without further ado, this is this going to cause an argument? Live 2023 summer tour. Welcome to the very first installation of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Testing.
You get entertainment on a regular basis.
I get irritated on a regular basis.
You do whatever you want to, so I'm gonna say. And I'm trying to prevent an argument, so that's why I just let you start it.
When did that become a thing?
Exactly.
In the house.
Yeah, so if you watch us.
It's a little different.
Yeah, if you're watching us, we're not in my office because I changed my office around.
Wendell saying, you better know Jesus.
Yes, that's what we said.
You better know Jesus.
That's what he said. You better know Jesus. You better know Jesus.
And I'm thinking, what?
Here.
Okay, why is that flashing?
Show your camera.
Is it about to run out of space?
Did I tell you I was having the conversation with my friends on whether or not I should give you some before I went back to California?
Yeah, I figured that.
Figured what?
When we was at the party, I was like, she want this.
Say hi. All right, yeah. Good job. You are over here not telling
this
the
has
truth.
Nothing to do.
It has everything to do.
And if you're watching, of course you see.
Oh yeah.
You see all of this newness.
Wait till I tell y'all what's got us feeling good. My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as touring with her husband, that you care. Tickets on sale now. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I am your host, Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick, Hey Angel, oh, That Chick, Hey Angel, That Chick, Hey
Angel.
I am not done, That Chick, Hey Angel, That Chick.
Your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. We got Tank Riders, anybody? All right. It's going to be a minute before y'all see Angel, because she's still back there singing. We're going to let that help her sing her ass off. Before I get started, is there anybody in here? Hold on. First of all, this is the very first show. Nobody's ever seen this live before outside of a couple of friends of those women. So we're working some stuff out. Y'all just saw some shit get worked out of the show. All that jumping and shit. Nigga, 41? This quad, this is not part of the set. This shit is cramping up right now. Is it? Ooh, shit. All right, does anybody in the house, don't be shy. Anybody in here that don't know what the hell they just walked into? Just raise your hand. All right, yeah, thanks for being honest. Thank you. So, you two up there in the corner? All right, cool. So, this is a podcast me and my wife started. Oh, is it? Me and my wife started this podcast about 7 years ago. Through trial and tribulation. So you see the live podcast right now, in case you didn't know. Through trial and tribulation, seen and unforeseen hiatuses, meaning I just didn't feel like fucking doing it. I'd be in the backyard doing something. Ain't like, where was you at? She didn't want to do it either. We would take off weeks, a month or two, and then we wanted to start Patreon. You're going to hear about that in a minute. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. The media family. Hey. Hey. So we said, before we do Patreon, which you're going to hear about, you're going to find out about here in a second, we said we got to prove to ourselves that we're going to be consistent. So we said we're going to do this for a year consistently, and we finally did that. And as y'all saw from the video, my hairline changed, the sets changed, the houses changed, the kids changed, and here we are live. The craziest part about it is all you motherfuckers showed up. That is crazy. Y'all here. God dang, this is crazy. So in our podcast, we got segments. All right, we got all these different segments that we do. Y'all know about them. Tanksley Pride. All different segments. And one of the segments that we do is Hot Tanksley Take. Hold on, y'all. Shit. Hot Tanksley Take. Hey, still trying to catch my breath, but that's how tanks and take. Shout out to Bree. She's the one that come up with these graphics and all these. Got me over here in the corner. Got me yelling all this random shit into the mic. I hate my voice. Anyway, so Hot Takes with Tank is a segment that me and Angel do. And it's basically Angel just throws me something random. And she said that my superpower is complaining. So she'll just throw me a random topic, random person, random anything. And I just do a rant about it. One day she, because I'm a big fan of Jay-Z, she threw me a curveball. She said, Jay-Z. I had to tear this man down for a whole rant, and it was difficult. But it wasn't as nearly as difficult as the next one she threw me like a couple weeks later. She said, you gotta talk positively about this person. I said, who? Any suggestions? Who? Drake. Look, I can say what I want to about Drake. I am nowhere on that man's radar. But I did it. I was successful, you know what I'm saying? I talked positive about Drake and his facial hair and hair lines and stuff. So, tonight, I'm on, because that's my, look, this is a trial run. Look, I ain't never done this before live. I'm going to be complaining, but the suggestion's going to come from one of y'all. So let me hear what y'all got. Throw me some suggestions. Hold on. Trump, that's too easy. I can tear Trump down in my sleep in heaven. Come on, man. Car shows. I stay at a car show, too. God damn. Let me tell you something about these fucking car shows, man. I'm there to see the cars. I don't give a fuck about you. Or your car that you built from hand. I just want to look at the car. Leave me alone. All right. Oh, you know, they always want you to count their pockets. Oh, you know, I spent this on this. I did that myself. And I'm sitting there looking. It looks like shit. All right. You did this? I'm sorry. Sorry your car turned out that way. And the dude, and it's always like, oh, look. I know a bunch of black dudes in the cars, but usually black dudes, what we into? Cutlasses, Regals, 80s, Monte Carlos. Thank you. No, I'm a real classic car guy. I like the 60s, but what comes with that is somebody that is people that are not in my genre. It's old white men. All right, so they always throw the, they always want to get in good. They want to be on the right side of history. Hey, brother, how you doing? Nice meeting you, brother. How you doing there? You know, hey, you know, I got a friend. His name's Jeffrey. You know him? I'm like, is he a nigga? No, I stand out. My boy Richard, he might be here tonight. We walk around, and me and him be the only two black dudes at these car shows. All right, and they always got a story. You know, we nice, structured guys. It's like, hey, you play sports, you play football, you work out. Hey, you use all that structure that we use to engineer you in on the plantation. Leave me alone. I just want to look at the cars. It's that simple. And, you know, it's another thing is you got... They always want you to enter a show. Like, I don't know if some of y'all know, I got a classic car. I'll pull up. Halo! Hey, she was acting silly a couple months ago. She hadn't right now, but I'll pull up. Hey, you want to enter the show? I got a family. I got shit to do. It is 10 a.m. I'm going to enter y'all show. Yeah, we'll be out here. We'll do the judging around 4. The fuck I look like being around here out y'all till 4 o'clock? Kids gotta eat. Amar probably done mess something up. Angel want me to reprimand him. The twins is probably running up and down the street. But here I am out here with a bunch of dudes whose greatest time was the 60s. I don't know. Look, who out here remember the 60s? I know my mother-in-law. Y'all give it up for Mama Dorothy. There was like 4,800 assassinations in the 60s, all right? The only thing that came out of good at that time was the cars. And I got to be around these dudes, and that was their heyday. And the thing is they don't all put all the MAGA hats. Some of them just do a red hat. I already know what that means. Or what's the new Confederate flag? The American flag. Look, we in America, we don't need to see the flying the goddamn flag. There's only one reason you flying that flag, and that's at the car show, and that's where I'm going to be at probably next week. Dealing with all these dudes and their goddamn cars. Y'all, that's that segment.
All right, we're going to take a quick break to tell you all about our sponsor for today's episode. One of my favorites that we've done all year long, and that is HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable with HelloFresh. That's how much I love it. I haven't even looked at the copy. I love HelloFresh. I know what to say about HelloFresh because me and HelloFresh are like besties. You understand? Each HelloFresh box is packed with farm fresh ingredients and everything arrives pre-portioned right to your doorstep for less hassle and less wasted food. Make saving time your breeziest resolution with quick, convenient recipes delivered right to you. Just choose meals and select a delivery date. HelloFresh handles the meal planning and shopping. So all you have to do is open your weekly box of pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes to get cooking. We love it in our home. I recently made a flatbread that had barbecue sauce, red onions, fresh mozzarella, parmesan, and then I upgraded it with some shrimp. When I tell you, my husband ate so much of that daggone flatbread, I was like, babe, did you eat? How many pieces did you eat? He was like, I only four. And I was like, no, you ate six.
They weren't cut yet, though, so it was four.
Listen, it's good. It's easy to whip up. My kids love it as well, and I know they are eating farm fresh goodness. Okay, so go to HelloFresh.com/ArgueFree.
ArgueFree.
Use code ArgueFree.
ArgueFree.
For free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/ArgueFree.
ArgueFree.
With code ArgueFree.
ArgueFree.
That's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now back to the live show.
That's harder than what I thought it was going to be. Live. So we got something else. Has anybody heard of Tasting with Tank? All right. Anybody that don't know, Tasting with Tank is a show that I got, that I do, and, you know, I'm just interviewing my friends and the things that they're into, you know, what they're interested in, what they like to do. They're tasting hotels, they're tasting shoes. Shout out to Quinn. Earrings, wigs, Breisha, all of your friends, Angel. Hey, don't laugh. Now, Breisha got she got a wig collection that'll put my car collection to shame. Angel did relaxation, you know, all these different things. Has anybody ever heard of or watched the original version of Tasting with Tank? Okay, about six people. I was going to say, because everybody was like, whoo, like, you lying motherfuckers. I seen the numbers. I know me, my mama, my mother-in-law, and one of my cousins watched that original version. So the original version was me just reviewing different spirits, different bourbons, whiskeys, cognacs, anything, pretty much any alcohol. I was reviewing that, and like I said, like six people watched all 20 episodes. But tonight, for the first time, we're going to do a live Tasting with Tank. Hold on, first of all, y'all see the logo though? Hey! But it's not going to be... Damn, victory. My logo is going to stay up there. I like it too, Burger Room. But it's not going to be me. It's going to be some of our Patreon members doing the tasting instead of me. Back to Patreon. So Patreon is a platform, and these people, for some reason, want to pay us $5 a month to do some of the crazy shit. They get all the early stuff. They saw the merch before it came out. They see the podcast them live. We do movie nights. We do a lot of stuff on Patreon, and that's why everybody in here, like it or not, y'all my family. But that's the immediate family, because it's... Everybody know, if you got close family, some of these motherfuckers is crazy, and they in here. And that's my family right here, redhead. Tell them! So anyway, we're going to do a live Tasting with Tank, and it's going to be interesting. We're going to see, because we did not ask these people what they like to drink, if they drink. Somebody might, you know, be sober for the month. I don't know. But we're going to have... Chile and Kim, the immediate family. Y'all come on up. We're going to do this. Y'all want to go and finish the summer? All right, so what we going to do, Fed? First of all, y'all see the coasters? Y'all see the coasters? Hey, these coasters got the logo and it's got the perspective. Hey, I wouldn't be selling these, but they expensive. They were expensive. I said, give me eight. That's all I need is eight. So you can get on this side. This is mine. Y'all get on opposite sides. Ooh, it almost went down the wrong way. So, we had a bourbon, as you can see, a bourbon, a cognac, a whiskey, and a rum. First of all, before we fit, yeah, you heard me. What's your name, where you're from, what's your drink of choice?
Hi, my name is Shalay. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, Duval. And what I drink? I like gin, but
rock good, all right. My kind of fam. Where your name, where you from, what you drink?
Kimberly from Inglewood. And besides Mescal, alcohol is my friend.
She said, other than Jesus, me and liquor, handle it. So, like I said, we got a bourbon, a cognac, a whiskey, and a rum. Now, starting at your left, your perspective left, have you ever done a bourbon tasting? Wine tasting? Okay. Wine tasting? All right, it's a little different. Matter of fact, let me grab my... It's going to be a little... Where did I put my drink at, y'all? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, so the way you do a bourbon tasting, it ain't like a wine. You're going to smell it the same. You know, you get the notes all up in your nasal passages. And then you're going to sip it, a significant sip, swallow and exhale through your nose. That'll get you all the, you know, the notes and everything that's in it. Or you can just take a shot. Whatever you want to do. So we're going to start at the left because these are in a specific order. And when we do this, I'm going to see if you can tell the difference between the four. Huh? She said it all tastes like Kool-Aid, so just give it to me. So, we can go on and pull these off. I pour these shots, by the way, so y'all be alright. So, from your left, smell it. Now put it in your body. She swallowed slow. Get out. That's smooth. Now, so put the coaster under the first spot that you what you think it is. So if you think it's a whiskey or whatever, you put the whiskey coaster right there. Put it right there. You think it's the whiskey? Cognac? All right. So you ain't paid. Neither one of y'all paid attention because we're gonna put it right here in that first. Yeah, in the first spot. We gotta keep the same order because we're gonna do a tally. Who, first of all, who y'all think gonna get the most right out of this? Look, hold on, look. Hey, hold on. Y'all cut all that game and represent bullshit out. We all family. It's that dude, Inglewood, dude. Alright, so that was. Oh, I should have got y'all some water. You be alright. So the next one. We're gonna do the same thing. If you wanna change. Finished it. God dang. Stop looking at glass, girl. Get the next drink. You got three more to do. Huh? Yeah, you can switch anytime you want. The intensity on her face. We are here at the Bourbon Room in Los Angeles. We have Kim take the only back shots. She think it's a bourbon. Oh, she's switching. Whiskey was the first one. Bourbon was the second one. Now, Al, I know you know them. It's hard to tell apart if you don't know what you're tasting. Look, she said, yes, they are. I'm trying to tell you. Better get your... You can always go back. All right, now we're going to do this third one. Yeah, go on, drink that first. Y'all, look at y'all's faces. Y'all are in. I thought I might have to rush through this. They're going to get bored. Y'all like... Hey, girl, what you think she got? I can tell by her face that first one was whiskey. I don't know though. Cognac? You over here. You studiously thinking about things. Hey. Inglewood gonna stick together. It'll be a murder trial. You know what? That was his mama's house. At least he thought it was. All right, now the last. Oh, are you one of y'all copying off the other one? Because both y'all got the rum coaster left, which means that's supposed to be rum. So y'all might, y'all might be right all the way, dude. Go on, take that next one. The favorite part is all of y'all watching. This is great. Oh, she's switching it up again. Y'all know what mine is. Oh, yeah, we finishing it off? So you finished that first and you can't even go back and taste it. Huh? No, she said you call me a bitch? No. No, I was calling you calculated. This is what I was calling you. Oh, nigga, where the bottle at? I'll finish that too. Shit. Dang, Duval just don't. God dang. Girl. She enjoying herself right now. You understand me? Hey, Kim said, I'm tasting them, damn it. Shut up. Are you sure? Not sure. So you had the first one was a whiskey. She done mixed them up. You want to finish drinking them? You had the first one whiskey, second bourbon, cognac, and then rum. You had whiskey, bourbon, rum, cognac. I don't know how y'all couldn't tell that rum apart from the rest, but we go. Hey, y'all ain't up here. Don't be judging. Y'all ain't up here. They ain't got. They can't clean their palate. All right. This is tasting with this. Nigga, huh? You ain't clean your palate. It's all mixed up. So what was that first one? Let them. Hold on. Let me see. I got my phone. It's wrong phone. Let's see. Go on and put the graphic up. What was the first one? You said it was whiskey, and you said it was whiskey. That first one, that was a whiskey. Hey. Hey. She said. Now, the second one, both y'all said it was bourbon. I don't know about that. Yeah. $17.95 to be exact. All right, now what about that third one? You said it was cognac and you said it was rum. Now we got that last one. You got cognac, you got rum. Duval. Hey, y'all don't worry about it, all right? Both y'all wrong. God damn. Whew. You had what? You had two right. How many you have right, Duval? Two? She had to shut up. She had two right. No, so anyway, that's Tasted with Tank. Did y'all have that? The next series of Tasted with Tank might go something like that. I don't know. Y'all, hey, there you go. Keep it going. Hey, keep it going. The media family right here. Hold on, where you going, Ken? Now, hold on, man. Y'all done did Tasted with Tank. Somebody stole y'all shit. Already. There it is. Now, we got some gift bags for y'all. There you go. Ain't no bottles in there. I'm going to let you know this right now. Thank you so much. Love y'all. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Chalet. Y'all going back. Continue to enjoy the show. Was that cool? Was that good? All right. Y'all was so intense. I don't know, Duval, but Kim, she bringing it though. She's studying in drinks. All right, so I know y'all just seen me so far. Yeah. That Heifer Price still back here singing and shit. Let's find out what the hell she doing. She gonna be mad. Snatching ass. Yeah.
Now, tell them who you are, baby.
What y'all came here for?
Marcus. Yes. Are you out there?
Yes.
Are you out there with them people that left me? Oh, he done lost his damn mind. I got a hot Tanksley take for your ass. Look, you
know, titties all over the damn place.
Give me a real. Give me some of that tequila. We got to get freaky up in here. Hey, hey. Give me one margarita. I'm open my leg. Give me two margaritas. I'm going to give it some leg. Give me three margaritas. I'm going to put it in my pussy. Give me four margaritas. I'm going to put it in my tush. Give me five margaritas. I'm going to have a fuck. Give me five margaritas. I'm going to put it in your pussy. Give me one margarita. I'm going to open my leg. Give me two margaritas. I'm going to give you some leg. To do for years. We've been wanting to take our podcast on the road for several years. We weren't ready when we said we wanted to do it, but now we're finally ready. And so we are so grateful that y'all showed up. Hey. This is amazing. This is really, really amazing. And for those of y'all who have been rocking us with us for a long time, we really appreciate y'all. For those of y'all who just found us recently and decided we want to see what y'all old ass niggas is gonna do.
Yeah.
We are also very grateful that you showed up.
I know what happened.
What happened?
The people that watch it faithfully, they was like, yeah, Tank mess up every fucking week.
Oh my God.
Let's go watch it fuck up live.
That, yeah, yeah.
That's a, I know what's what happened.
That's a good bet. But recently our numbers have exploded and I may, thank you. And I made a proposition to my husband, and he actually, he went on video, like y'all saw it. And I said, if we sell out, we doing these motherfucking challenges. And guess what we did tonight? We sold out the Bourbon Room. That's what we did. That's right.
Come on, let me in touch.
y'all came to see, and we're doing it tonight. Y'all gonna see tonight. We doing a couple challenge. Get ready, stretch. This is the one we doing, play it, Victory.
Man, who is this nigga?
But we gonna do it different, cause I got on heels.
We gonna do it real different.
Now listen, I've been working out. Abs are strong.
Yeah,
very flexible.
Strong.
Very flexible. And you the same height as this woman.
I ain't the same muscle structure as a woman.
But listen, now this is the part that I can't do. I can do the other part, kind of.
You can do the first
this
part.
This is the part that is too hard. This right here is what I can't do.
I can't do this.
Yes. Because you don't believe in yourself. I do. That's why you're on this stage.
That's why you're silly.
All right.
Hold on,
so I think... No. If you lay down, we can do this.
Why am I laying down?
Because we're going to do it in a different angle. So that gravity is working with us.
Let me put my phones down real quick.
Okay, put down your phone so we can get this done. See, you're an ass bastard. Marcus, you coming back?
Here I come.
He ain't gonna come back.
Hold on, excuse me, sir. Could you put my phone somewhere?
Black bastard. You guys, have y'all enjoyed the show so far? Again, thank y'all so much for coming. As Marcus said earlier, we have different segments that we do in our show. And one of the segments that we've done the longest in the show that was actually named by some of our supporters is called In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
So in this segment, we talk about things that's got us feeling good in the week and things that have pissed us off in the week. So I'm going to leave that segment today. So the thing that's got me feeling good is that I'm a motherfucking rapper. Period. Like, it's so crazy because I've been saying this shit for a while. People were like, Angel, shut up. I've been freestyling for a very long time in my life. I have. And mainly when I'm drunk, but I'm telling you the bars are still fire, right? So it's crazy to actually do a freestyle off the top of my head and it now be number 9 on the iTunes chart. What? In the top 100 on Spotify. What is going on? I am a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know for a lot of y'all in here, y'all like me, you a summer chicken, you're no longer a spring chicken, right? And so a lot of our dreams, we have deferred. We've been like, you know what, we're gonna focus on these kids, we're gonna focus on not hurting our hips. There's a lot of things that we put off. Now, I'm not gonna say I dreamt of being a rapper, but the rapper was always there, you know what I'm saying? That gutta bitch was always in my heart. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, I got record. Y'all would not believe this. I have had 7 different meetings with record labels. Period. Huh? 7 different meetings. Who was in the New York Times? Me. Yes. Off of something that took me a total of, I want to say, it took me a couple of seconds to come up with the hook on, you know, out of freestyle, and then the verse took me 15 minutes to write. I'm like, I mean, is this what you all needed in the world? Like, is this it right here? And it's so crazy because I have been having all types of conversations in my head of just like, is this my new path? Like, do I need to start wearing baby hair? Like, what is it for me now? You know what I'm saying? Because this is real. Like, I am a rap. I am on, like, you type in 1 in iTunes, it's gonna say Margarita, right? Period. By that chick Angel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's dope. Like, I was practicing because I don't know the lyrics to my own song. I was practicing in my car, and I had the radio version on because my kids were in the car, and I could see my 12-year-old like, and I was like, it made me think, even though the song is vulgar,
one day he's gonna be able to use that his mama is a rapper as a pickup line. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is a boy mom's dream. He's gonna be like, oh, Sheila, you like it? Well, you know, that's my mom's right there. You wanna come over for Sunday dinner? She's about to lay down some more tracks, you know? Like that, just, it just makes me feel so cool. I am about to be the dopest mom ever. So that's what's got me feeling so amazing this week. That's what's got me feeling like so revived. Now, what's got me feeling some way, it kinda got me a little pissed off, is that I'm a motherfucking rapper. And this is not the plot that I coursed out in life. I have 3 degrees and I did not know that they would lead to where I'm at right now. I'm literally at these record label meetings and they were like, how do you see yourself as an artist? And I'm like, you know, a little bit of Meg Thee Stallion, a little bit of Claire Huxtable, you know, just mixed in. They're like, what's your next song gonna be about? I'm like, well, that's amazing that you would ask that, because I'm asking myself, I don't even, like, what's my lane? Because the fact of the matter is, I am 42. Like, there's nothing, they over here talk about, you know what, we can get Ice Spice on the track. That baby is old enough to be my child. So we about to do a Mommy and Me track? Like, what is this? And like, I can only rap about what I know. Like, I'm at Walmart getting school supplies, my big ass titties and my thick ass thighs. That is not the track that people are waiting for. Y'all, I guess it is. All right. Okay. I'm gonna write diss tracks for these PTA bitches that be pissing us off. Oh my God, it's truly, they are asking me all types of questions that I am really like, what the fuck is happening here? And I'm really like, Meg Thee Stallion just performed for Pride Week. Yeah, and I love Meg Thee Stallion. She looked like a glittery ninja. Like, she had on a tight, stocking, see-through, like, unitard with sparkles. I'm not doing that. And I'm like, just like, how much denim can I put on my body? Because I don't know what I'm gonna do. But you know what, we gonna let it unfold. So you know, Angel's about to be a motherfucking recording artist in here, period. Period. I draw the line at the lace fronts with the big swoosh baby hair. So the rap community might not accept me because I'm not fucking doing it. The swooshes, y'all know what I'm talking about? It looks like they downhill skiing on the sides of their head. I'm not doing it. I'm gonna have these nappy edges and they just gonna have to accept this shit. Oh, you guys, that is In My Feelings. Are y'all ready for the next segment? All right, so if y'all didn't know, I used to have a show, or still do, called Crafts and Cocktails. Have any of y'all? I actually have some really good friends that were on the show. I see Breisha's here, Rhonda, Shania. Yes, they got really drunk. Oh, Quinn was up here drunk as hell on the show. And for the first time, we are going to do a live iteration of Crafts and Cocktails. Marcus, bring your ass from backstage and help me set up. Shit. I usually have Kylas, but Kylas, unfortunately, is no longer with us. He's not dead. He's just in some... he's in like some red state. We're never going to find him. You can put him right here. Yes, we got real cocktails for Crafts and Cocktail. Thank you so much, Ryan. Ryan is the bar manager here. Give it up for Ryan. As Marcus mentioned, we love our Patreon. Our Patreon is the reason why we're able to produce the quality of podcasts that we do, that we were able to hire our producer, Bree. Bree, are you in the house? Wave your hand. Bree, She took our podcast to a whole nother level. We got different cameras and shit. We're not shooting on our iPhone, which is cool, but we are so glad that we were able to like upgrade. So we want to bring out two of our Patreon members who are going to do Crafts and Cocktails Live. Miss Brianna and Kaylin, come on up to the stage. Okay, don't stand behind your easel. I want people to get to know y'all first. Yeah, you can. She said, I am short. Okay, tell me where you from. Tell me your name and tell me where you from.
My name is Kaylin and I'm from LA.
Yeah. LA in the house. All right, tell me about yourself, Brianna.
Brianna, I'm from Compton.
Compton in the house, yes. So for those of y'all who don't know, Crafts and Cocktails was a show that came out of my brain. I love to craft. I absolutely love making things, figuring out how to make them. What's great is that I'm not good at it, but that doesn't matter. It's in my heart. I also love a really good cocktail. So I was like, what would be funner than to have my friends up here? First of all, I just saw you had the Zoom In shirt. Thank you, girl. You better support my baby, okay? We struggled with that design, but I'm glad you wore it anyways. You got four of them. Oh, Marcus, you got a real fan out here.
Hey.
So with Crafts and Cocktails, we have a really great... Actually, both of y'all come up in front of the table, and then I'll move y'all. Come on now, come on. And then we'll move y'all back when we are ready. Oh, Marcus gonna come give you a hug. I always like to make a cocktail. Y'all go ahead and pick up y'all's cocktail. That reminds me of the guests that I have on, or it reminds me of something that we share together. So this cocktail, I'd like to call Like It, okay? So I was gonna name it LA Traffic because that reminds me of everything in LA. It takes forever to get anywhere. But the way we like to do Crafts and Cocktails, y'all know my saying, drink before you think, right? So today, we are gonna be doing something that I feel like everybody can be good at. And I can feel it in my soul. Y'all feel so artistic in my spirit. You artistic, ain't you? Yeah, I believe you, Kaylin. Today, we are going to be doing self-portraits. Clink, 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 cheers, lady, cheers. Look at Brianna's face. I can already tell she's amazing at it. Come on. So ladies, go ahead and take your places behind your easels. Yeah, yeah, you can use the table to put down your drink. And as you all begin to paint and you use the inspiration, you have these acrylic markers that you can use. They're double tipped, so if you want to use a finer tip for details and a broader tip for more coloring, you can. I know we're gonna see masterpieces today. Give these ladies some energy. You all can go ahead and start coloring. I'll be asking you all some questions. And again, before you answer the question, drink before you think. Actually, just take another drink before you start. I feel like y'all need the inspiration from your cocktail. Yes? These are actually margaritas because we drinking all margaritas all motherfucking summer long. Yeah? Yeah? Okay, so Kaylin, as you begin, I'm gonna start with you. Kaylin, what does it look like for you? You gotta actually do it while I'm talking to you, though. What does it look like for you to live your best life? Yeah, come on. Come on, somebody knowing. Thank you. Drink before you think. What does it look like for you to live your best life? You have to work as you answer, yeah?
To live my best life would be to, honestly right now in this season I'm in, to make my parents proud.
Oh, are they proud of you already, do you feel? No, keep drawing, don't think about it as you, talk to me.
My mom, yeah they do, I just saw them, so they say they're proud all the time. But, you know, I feel like I can make them prouder right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. Loving her parents like that. Give it up for Kaylin. All right, Brianna, I'm going to ask you the question and you're going to drink before you think. What does it look like for you to live your best life? Pick up that drink. Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. Okay. What is it for you?
I just turned 45.
Ooh, she look good. Come from behind here. Come on, 45. Yes, yes. Okay, go back to drawing. Now, what were you going to say? Yeah.
Yes, Gemini season. And I'm an empty nester. So I'm trying to just get back.
Put your hands on there, though. Uh-huh, you're an empty nester. Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get back to traveling and just seeing the world, take care of myself. That's my main goal, at least right now. So.
Ain't nothing more beautiful than a black woman traveling. Ain't nothing more beautiful. Come on, Zandra, my travel agent's here, okay? Because if it wasn't for Zandra, Kentucky is the only place we would see. So thank you. Ain't nothing like it. I love seeing the Instagram, my Instagram feed full of people going to Greece and Spain and all these other beautiful places. So I'm here for that, Brianna. Okay, oh, Kaylin, you are doing a masterpiece, honey. When these people see this, huh? Hire her, commission her to put something in your house. Okay, so Kaylin, what is something that you wish you were better at? Drink before you think. What is something you wish you were better at? It's not painting because you are an artiste. So tell me, what's something you wish you were better at?
Telling people no.
That'd be real hard for some people. That do be real hard. I am in a good season of no. I have no problem with it. If my husband asks me for some ass after this, the answer will be no. I am tired. There's no amount of margaritas that's going to get me to do nothing tonight. But maybe tomorrow. No, maybe tomorrow. Shut up, Marcus. Stay backstage. Okay, Brianna. Same question. What's one thing that you wish you were better at? Drink before you think. Drink before you think. Let me take a sip with these ladies. What's something you wish you were better at? Work on the thing while you're thinking. Go ahead. That's right. She's like, I'm good at every motherfucking thing. Yes. Ain't nothing. You be like, dang, I didn't do that well. Can you double dutch? I can't.
I used to be able to do that, but no.
Put your hand on. See, she can't. What she can't do is multitask. Hold on.
Not being an impulse spender. That's something I want
to know. Oh, impulse buyers. Thank y'all for being here. I know a lot of y'all got here because of that. Do not get better at it. Please do not. I love some emotional shopping. How about y'all? Do y'all like to emotional shop? I love it. I have to go to cheap places, but I will spend some $5 on about 100 things because I'm pitiful. Temu, have anybody heard of Temu? It's crazy. What you say? Shop it like a, but that's what they say to us. Shop it like a billionaire. I have 3 boxes of Temu at my house. I told my husband it was for content. It wasn't. And he's finding out right now. I'm so sorry. Okay. Last question, Temu. What moment have you felt like you were living your most authentic self? Shirt look orange and the box is orange and white. Damn it, Kaylin, I done called you Temu. I was surprised I did so well so far. Thank you for calling me out because I would have kept going. I've been like, Temu, answer the damn question. Shit, we ain't got all day. We got to move to the next segment. Kaylin, what moment in your life have you felt like you were your most authentic self?
Honestly, it is what I'm doing now, which is helping take care of foster kids.
Oh, yes! Well, you have how many?
5.
I have 5 foster kids. Again, stand up and clap for Kaylin, a.k.a. Temu. amazing. That's freaking amazing. Listen, it takes a lot of people who have big hearts like you to take care of these kids. So round of applause really to you. Okay, Brianna, what is your most authentic, like the moment where you felt like you were being your most authentic self? Drink before you think. These masterpieces, I don't think y'all understand. You all will be bidding for these. You all will want them so bad. They're mine, so you can't have them. But when they go up on the wall, don't at me, because they're fantastic. Okay, you ready? What's your answer?
What was the question
here? Dang it. What moment do you feel like you were living your most authentic self? No, you just trying to hurry up and finish this drawing. Answer the question, girl.
My 20s.
Tell me why you were out here drinking margaritas. That's what it was. She was like, I made it to 7 margaritas, girl. You have no idea what's on that side. What was happening in your 20s that felt so authentic?
I'm still that person, but I'm a little older, so I feel it. But just being just genuine and having fun all the time. And just living life, like not caring what everybody else thinks. So I'm trying to get back to that mode.
Yes, yes. I know a lot of us women, we hunting down our 20s, trying to figure out where the hell they went. They done got on a plane and left our asses, along with our knees, along with our bladder. Oh, I feel like these women have completed these masterpieces. I feel like we are ready for the unveiling. I would like to have my beautiful assistant come out, Marcus, if you could come out, so that you can be a part of this unveiling. Hey babe, how you doing? Yes, yes, yes. So we're gonna start with, we're gonna start with Kaylin, Mother Teresa, AKA Timu. Please. She's only 29, so she's young, already responsible. You know, 29-year-olds, they don't want to see no kids, especially kids they didn't birth. They don't want to see dogs, much less children. Girl, God made you special.
Me and my best friend, we live together, and that's we take in the kids. So right now we have 10, 6, 11, a 5-month-old, a 3-year-old with autism, and I'm missing, how old is he? He is 4.
The fact you remember, first of all, is amazing, but the fact you have them is great.
Ask me the ages and birthdays of my kids.
Then he ain't gonna be able to do it, sober or drunk.
One of them was born in the 60s.
No.
Right there with me, and they be living in the car.
Kaylin, show them your wonderful masterpiece.
What you do, that don't even, that's great. But that don't excuse this.
No. Let her.
You need to see better of yourself.
Don't you talk, man. Okay. So show the audience your beautiful sculpture, your painting. Look at that. Amazing. I would let you take it home to your kids, but I'm not. It is mine. Brianna, I really love this. It's what, babe?
Your hair looked better than that, too. It's great now.
Okay, Brianna.
It was great.
I love it. You know, I'm not going to say anything yet. Show the audience how you see yourself.
An adventure.
Yes. She looks like a Thundercat. Thunder, thunder, Thundercat. But I love it. Very strong, very powerful.
That's Panthera.
This is, you know, I'm telling you, I've been doing crafts and cocktails for 2 years, and this is some of the best stuff I've ever seen. You guys, we want to thank you all so much for coming up here and sharing with us your talents, your skill sets. And we want to also thank you all for being members of our Patreon. I'm going to honestly frame this because this hair, oh my God, this is a woman who's raising 5 kids. This is a true reflection of her inner self. Give it up one more time for Kaylin and Brianna. Y'all can have y'all, take your margarita with you, girls. Yes, you need it.
She punched Thanos.
Yes, she did. Y'all, oh yeah, y'all were ready. Y'all were like, come on, hey.
No. Y'all good? Is anybody sleepy? Beard, are you sleeping? Alright, just making sure.
Y'all, real quick, we want to give a shout out to someone who was instrumental to us putting this show together.
Absolutely.
She's the reason why shit is playing back here. Uh-huh. Music is happening. Y'all give a huge round of applause to my niece, our assistant, Victory.
Y'all seen the screen save a couple times. That's how I feel. Y'all seen the screen save a couple times.
Ain't nobody been as nervous about this show as Victory. Victory was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And we were just like, girl, well, we paid you, so you're gonna have to figure it out.
You got one job, and that's not to fuck the show up. It's one.
So another segment that we have, it's my very favorite segment. It was actually something that was pitched to us, again, by our Patreon. It was based off another podcast called How Merry Are You? But that is hosted by our friends Glenn and Yvette Henry. If y'all know them, give them a clap. They have a segment in their podcast called Chocolate Babies, where they talk about their four beautiful children. So, as you all know, we have four beautiful boys.
Absolutely, yeah.
Four beautiful boys, and that segment is called
Tax Leave Pride.
Y'all yes. It's a segment in which we are able to share what's going on with our kids, what they've done to piss us off, what they've done to make us proud. And since this is a live show, we wanted to do something different. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. We wanted to hear their perspective on us. We usually get a perspective on them. So y'all going to see, hopefully, a very sweet, how they feel about us. You know,
yes.
It means a lot.
We wanted y'all to get to see the boys tonight.
Absolutely.
So, without further ado, Tastely Pride.
So tell me, what's it like to have Marcus and Angel as your parents?
What's it like to have them as my parents? They don't actually parent. They pretend to parent for IG posts and podcast topics. I'm the responsible here in the house. I cook the meals, I fold the clothes, and the parent teacher conferences? Yeah, that's me on Zoom with my camera off. As a matter of fact, sign hi. Take a shower and get ready for bed.
My parents' silence full time, and I'm in second grade part time. And if it wasn't for me, my father would still be holding on to his rotting hairline. My mom would still be chopping in the clearance section of Ross. How dreadful.
Wait, this is a brand deal? Well, then don't be wasting my time, Dad. I have homework to do.
Cut the cat. Freeloaders, squatters, bums, vagabonds. Marcus ain't on the gray. You mean Marcus ain't on the lease? If this tour doesn't do well and they don't pay me my money, they're getting evicted. Now somebody get me out of this chair so I don't fall.
Raggedy ass kids.
Yeah.
They really are at the house by themselves though. Because our babysitters wanted to come, and we were like, yo, $35. Hey, all right, Nia and Kennedy. Got here late, that's why y'all in the back.
Exactly. Ain't even no light back there. They got
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we've come to the portion of the show that is our main topic.
This topic, it rings true to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of married people or people in a relationship are out here going through this
very thing that we're going to talk about tonight. Y'all can relate.
I can already feel your attitude, and I don't have
an attitude.
I can already feel your attitude.
Do y'all not feel at one with me right now? Thank you.
Zula, don't say yes. I heard you over there. Don't. Kevin, don't applaud this man, because I know his attitude. What we're going to talk about tonight is how much sex should be acceptable for a married or committed couple to have in a week.
Hello.
Okay.
And achieve happiness.
And achieve happiness, yes. Yes. Now, put your hands down. We didn't ask off audience.
Leave me alone.
A chart-topping rapper. I am busy. Okay? I'm very busy. I have meetings. I have choreography to learn. Okay? You're right. I better. Because I bow the muscle and my groin. So with that being said, I feel as though when you factor in things like children, things like decision-making, brain fog, all those things, that I feel like my husband should respect me and feel like I'm doing a good job if I'm able to consistently give him some booty twice a week. I feel like that's acceptable. Ladies, do you all agree? Yes. Shut up, Parisi. She ain't got no kids. She ain't got no goddamn kids.
Once a week?
Once a week.
Single.
Leave Jamal out of
this. I need to say, on top of everything else, what was the first thing she said? She's a rapper. Who fucks more than rappers? In the studio, it's 19 minutes. You ready to be done with her, alright? Why? Ain't, look, women that make twice a week is enough, stop treating sex like it's filling up the tank. You just filled up yesterday, ain't got shit to do with today. God rejuvenated me and blessed me with another day I deserve to have sex. Bump it up to three. Regardless of how often you think you should have sex, I guarantee your partner don't think it's enough. Meet their goal.
Listen, but if I am hyped about those two and not like, okay. Wouldn't you be happier with that if I was like, woo, come on, let me get to three margaritas. I'm gonna give you some head. Wouldn't you be?
I don't give a damn. Just consent. I don't give a shit about the line too. You feel like it? You don't care if she can't even have that consent? No. She got, god damn. I'm like, girl, you ready?
And that's the problem. That's the problem.
Woman, the next time. This time, just go top off the tank. It's all the tank. Top off the tank. Top off tank.
But I'd be tired, though. Like,
I'd be tired, too. Who cares?
Marcus is the type of man that could have COVID strain number 55. The type that makes you go blind. And he'll be like, wear a mask, baby. Just wear a mask.
3.5, 4 years ago, I had according to the doctor, a severely herniated disc. Yeah. What's that got to do with sex?
Everything.
Yes. Matter of fact, laying down helps. Put a little pressure on my pelvis, relieve the spine. She's like, oh, baby, you hurt. Exactly. Help me.
No.
Help me.
No. Because the fact of the matter is, if I've had to listen to you complain, that takes me out of the mood. And
you know when I'm not complaining?
When
I'm having sex.
You know what? You're not going to listen to me.
We clearly ain't going to get nowhere. I'm going to get me some help.
Oh, you're going to get you some help? Who are you getting to help you? You know what? Then I'm going to get me some help. You know what? No, shut up. You know what? Sometimes I like some gin in my margaritas. So I'm gonna crank up Melanie. Come on up here and help me. Because this nigga about to be up here lying. Come on up here, Melanie. And help. See, y'all didn't even help her up. That's why you ain't gonna get no ass. Because you didn't. She already up the steps. She already up the steps. Here, Melanie. Because I already know your husband gonna be out here lying.
And I don't want you not to be able to represent yourself. Ladies first. Y'all give a round of applause to Goose and Melanie Goose. Oh, Brandon and Melanie Goose. So ladies first. Hey girl, she's so cute. Ladies first, tell me, what is your perspective on this? Melanie has two beautiful daughters, okay? She's a podcast host, she's a producer, she's a content creator, a lot of things on her plate. Tell me how you feel.
I was gonna say three a week, but since you said two, I'm gonna go with that.
She's younger than me is the only reason why she's at three. She's not as close to menopause as I am, so she's got that extra day in her.
All right, please. Father of two
less kids, hey, Angela. Man. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Getting things done, you see, you got homes, man. The man handles this. Well, he does a lot of traveling in and out of the country. Amen. Goose, how often?
I got to get it. 5 days.
Hey, get what she can. Because you know what happens?
Yeah, you better move
you
back.
You know what happens? What happens? Heather's always making empty ass promises.
I don't make empty promises. Don't hide behind Goose. I can still see you.
That might be true. But you know what we do?
What we do? Huh? Hello, Fresh. Yup. All four of them. Come tell them. And then be looking cute like this. All y'all have to do.
Do a whole face of makeup. Do a little hair.
Yeah. Y'all ain't got no hair. Y'all just brush y'all's beard.
Hold on. What? Who hung up the new fan? Who put in a new stove? The AC and the heat.
We literally don't have a new stove.
Did our stove go from white to black? You
don't like that. That was like
it's on tape. Right. 15, 20 minutes. I go in the house, give you a glass of water. You know what I'm saying? In case y'all can't tell, this is the old school. Go in the house, you know, I just let it run. Let it warm up. Now once it gets right, it'll ride good.
Always. Period. Period.
It's gonna start back when we is gonna finish. Alright?
Oh, go ahead, Greg.
I just want to mention, you all did have our shit.
Yes.
Yes.
But we too both had
the second. You the second.
You damn right. Thank you so much for being grown up men.
Y'all didn't hear me so much.
You did that because we understand that you all had our babies.
Yeah.
Go on to that family. Uh-huh. So we went through the pain, so that equals out.
No, that the hell it don't. No, it don't. Yeah. This is a great time to take a poll. For those of you all who agree with Greg and Marcus that 5 times a week should be the standard for a committed couple. And he still ain't gonna take a picture with y'all afterwards, after y'all is packed for the day.
Minutes,
you gotta combine
those.
She said 2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Yeah,
2 to 3 weeks.
You prove that.
2 to 3 times, or, you know, anytime Jupiter aligns with Pluto, and just so happens a hummingbird landed on your ear at the same time as I said about being in the air with you. Anytime you have sex. I'd say that. 2 to 3 weeks.
For Kaylin raising 5 kids, you need time to take care of the kids. Shut up. Y'all, give a round of applause to the Goldsbees. Thank y'all so much. You got it? Yeah.
Yes.
You can check out both of their podcasts. Greg and Marcus have a podcast called Let Us Tell It that airs every Friday. And Melanie Goosey has a podcast with her sister, Melissa Fredericks, called Gin and Juice that you can check out. What days does that upload, Melanie?
On Thursday.
On Thursdays, Good Black Girl Magic. Make sure y'all are checking that out. Okay, we've come to the last segment of our show. But it's been a good goddamn time. Have y'all had a good time?
Hey,
I'm
going to have fun tonight.
He had fun.
Yeah. I had a good time.
So we had audience questions. Thank y'all so much for giving us questions to answer up here. So our first question says, if we had a bio film, a biography made of us, because there's no more movie ideas apparently, who would you want to play you, and who would you make do guest appearances? Like, who would you want to show up in the movie? I know who I want to play me.
Who you want to play you?
Keke Palmer, period. Yes. Now she's got a little bit thicker because I need someone on the thicker side. As you all can tell, this sham right here is probably the size of her original body. But her mama body, yeah. I want Keke Palmer. Play me. She's extra. I love it. Who about you?
That's a difficult
one. Is it?
Everybody's older than me that I won't play.
It's okay. They can play the future. Okay. Okay, who is it?
Who? I don't think, what do you think?
And watch him fuck this name up.
Who? I know the name. Jason Momoa.
Keep
going in the back, you know you can't tell.
I'm
you know, I see Jason Momoa?
Just complaining. That's all he's doing. Can't find a shirt to wear. Guest appearances, I would either need Loretta Devine or Cheryl Lee Ralph to play my mama. Period. That's what I would need. Any guest stars? Who would? I could see Jack K. Harris playing your mother.
I was gonna say they just call my mom Diana Ross.
Oh well, yeah. Bring her on out of retirement.
Jack A. Probably.
Yeah. That would be a good one. Okay. Listen, I did y'all. I'm glad I got those names right. Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
I can see that. With unlimited money and all the opportunity, which passion would you pursue? This was from Christian Joy. Thank you, Christian. Hey, girl.
I would dock old schools, drive them around, and think about giving them away.
Uh-uh.
I would just think about giving away. I wouldn't do that. I would drive that bad boy for a couple weeks and decide, I'm going to give this away. And just have a, you know, raffle and give it away.
I would be a rapper. I really would. I would have gold chains. I would have gold teeth.
Hold on.
What?
They was at multiple record label meetings. They asked her, would you mind writing? She said, absolutely. We had to reach out to a friend. He was like, do you really want to be in the studio with a bunch of niggas smoking weed all night?
I was like, oh, I don't get to write for my band. Because that's what I thought when they asked me. I had this one freestyle. This is when we were first courting each other. Let me tell y'all this freestyle. I still remember it. It's vulgar, so I know it's Sunday. It was like, my pussy so good, my pussy so sick. I put it on a nigga and make him suck his own deep. That was. Yeah. I was drunk as hell. My mother loved it too. She was like, that's right. Period.
Peter Gang.
Right on there. Peter Gang. Okay. Last question. What is your No, see, this is my job. Don't do that. What is your advice for identifying and maintaining true love in relationship?
He said you got to be friends first.
Yeah. Come on, Mark.
You know, for real, you got to actually like the person you with.
Period. Yeah.
While y'all dating, while y'all talking, y'all got to be really close friends. I know people that got with somebody and married them because of looks.
Yeah,
she cute, but eventually she gonna look like everybody else. Unless y'all have that connection. You gotta truly like who you get with.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on things that will not sustain you in the end. Like there's a lot of pressure on what's the career. They could get injured tomorrow and not be able to work their career. But are you still gonna wanna be with the person?
Absolutely. Let's just game real quick.
Spit some game, baby. Spit some game.
I hear this from the dudes a lot. Mainly comes from dudes. I used to say it. I'm not where I need to be to get serious. I want to make sure I can give her this and give her that. I need to be a certain point financially in life in order to get married. Nigga. So when you get married, you want to be at your full potential or you want to get with somebody who's going to help you get to your full potential?
Here.
It's a compliment. I tell my friends all the time.
He didn't know this was part of his full potential.
I didn't. She didn't either.
I didn't. But no, I saw it. I was like, we going to be stars. We gonna be stars.
Yeah, I say all the time. Michelle didn't marry the Barack that became president.
Come on.
She married the least smoking nigga in college.
Yeah. Yeah. So that will be our biggest advice, is like the person, and if you feel the like waning, work on figuring out why that is, and work on the like. Not the feeling in love, but the like actual friendship, and that'll take you way longer than what you think. None of that. We have one more quick thing that we wanted to do before we close the show. It's right there on that thing. Someone who blessed me by having at least 3 margaritas to get pregnant with me has her birthday coming up on Tuesday. My mama, Mama Dorothy. So if you all wouldn't mind, join me. Mama, stand up. Joining me in singing my mother happy birthday. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mama Dorothy. Happy birthday to you. Marquita, Brisha,
start it off.
5, 6, 7, 8. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you. All right. Oh, to give it to her. Y'all hand this back to my mama. This is her cake. You can just hand it on back. Thank you. My mama is so churchy. She was like, oh, hallelujah. Oh, I give the Lord praise. Before we get off the stage, we just want to be able to record y'all real quick. Are y'all in the house tonight? You guys, thank you so much for being a part of our first show, our first sold out show. You all have a blessed night. Purchase some merch out front. Like, subscribe, and share. And
leave a comment.